A recent terrorist attack in the Pahalgam region of Indian administrated Kashmir, which claimed the lives of several civilians, has triggered a sweeping crackdown by Indian authorities, drawing concern over escalating anti-Muslim sentiment and systematic marginalization. Rather than targeting suspects directly involved in the incident, the government's response has broadly impacted ordinary Muslims across Kashmir and other regions of the country under the pretext of national security. Immediately after the attack, Indian nationalist media outlets widely blamed Pakistanis and Kashmiri Muslims, framing the entire Muslim community as suspicious. This narrative fueled widespread social tension, resulting in violent actions against Muslims. The government imposed a military lockdown in Kashmir, severed communications, increased surveillance flights, and detained over 2,000 individuals. Numerous homes allegedly linked to the attackers were demolished without due process. Reports emerge of targeted violence against Muslims in states far from Kashmir, such as Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, and Madhya Pradesh, including the destruction of shops, arson of homes, assaults on worshippers, and forced displacement of Kashmiri students. In some instances, Islamic attire like the hijab was implicitly associated with extremism, further isolating the Muslim community. Notably, security forces reportedly failed to intervene in several cases, raising concerns over state complicity or apathy. Simultaneously, an influx of provocative anti-Muslim signs categorized under a genre dubbed Hindutva Pop has spread across Indian media. These songs, often laced with violent and vengeful rhetoric, have intensified public hostility toward Muslims. Islamic religious sites have not been spared either. In states such as Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, and Madhya Pradesh, mosques have been vandalized or shut down, sometimes under the guise of maintaining order. In Uttar Pradesh alone, local authorities have demolished at least 20 mosques and Islamic schools, invoking laws against illegal construction. In some towns, non-registered madrasas and mosques on government land have been razed, and Muslim clerics have been warned against delivering political sermons. Locals have rejected government claims linking these demolitions to terrorism, viewing them as collective punishment. With a population exceeding 200 million, Indian Muslims now live under an atmosphere of fear and insecurity, where isolated incidents are increasingly used to justify broad measures of suppression. Civil society activists warn that far-right Hindu groups are exploiting national trauma to portray Muslims as internal enemies, a view often amplified by extremist media and local officials. While the Indian government frames its actions as counter-terrorism, analysts argue this response reflects a deeper political and ideological agenda. The ruling party's pattern, from revoking Kashmir's autonomy to enacting discriminatory citizenship laws and ignoring vigilant violence, points to a broader project of undermining Muslim identity in India. Ultimately, what would have been a moment for national unity has instead deepened sectarian divides. Without urgent legal and institutional intervention, India risks destabilizing its long-standing tradition of religious coexistence and inviting domestic unrest and international isolation. Only by upholding justice, religious diversity, and the rule of law can lasting peace and internal security be achieved.